Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And it is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. That's why we did that video in times of war. That's why we have been doing what we do here. It's a bad idea. We need to stop this. We, the people, need to stop this nonsense. Now, I've been getting a lot of emails, and there are even some articles that members posted at whatreallyhappened.com, trying to claim that the Muslim Brotherhood president is a U.S. lackey. And I kept, you know, why are they doing that? It's obvious, you know, he's going off forming relations with Iran. He's talking about 9/11 wasn't done by al-Qaeda and the rest of it. It doesn't sound like a U.S. lackey. And I just finally realized what's going on here. The U.S. was trying very hard to get Mubarak's prime minister installed as the new president of Egypt. Remember, over the weekend, BBC was confident it was going to be this guy. They were selling it as, oh, well, the election commission, they're going to appoint the right guy. And he didn't get in there. The Egyptian people stood up and said no. And that's a big foreign policy failure for the United States government. And they're trying to recover by saying, oh, it's okay, he got in, he's really our guy. Because otherwise, you're going to get all these other countries starting to say, the U.S. is losing their ability to go into other countries and impose dictators. That's what Egypt represents. That's why they're trying so hard to say, oh, this guy really works for us. He doesn't, but the U.S. needs to pretend he does. Or other countries are going to have the temerity to break free. Now, Mitt Romney's on the campaign trail, and yesterday when he was on Face the Nation, Mitt Romney said that if elected president, he won't need Congress permission to go to war in Iran. He'll just go and do it because Israel told him to do it, and that's all he needs. I would like to find the presumptive Republican candidate of Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. The Congress shall have the power to declare war. We're already up to our noses in one imperial president. I don't think we need another one. Which is, of course, why we're supporting Ron Paul as hard as we did. Romney is out there bragging to his Jewish donors that he gets bread from Israel. His entire policy is based in the Middle East is based on briefings by Israel government officials. He's making no secret of the fact. He's just going to do whatever Israel says to do in the Middle East. And everything Israel says to do is to send American kids to die in wars on Israel's enemies. I don't think that's a very good policy for the country right now. Which is, again, why we're supporting Ron Paul for the GOP nomination. And by the way, if we had gone a million strong into the streets of Washington, D.C. or Tampa, the GOP would back down about forcing Mitt Romney on us all. And, you know, say, you know, the people wanted Ron Paul, they'd get him in there. Fox News, by the way, is claiming that Ron Paul is telling his delegates to vote for Romney. It's a complete lie. He is not endorsing Romney. And they're taking this war fight into the convention. Fox News and Mitt Romney are still afraid that Ron Paul could pull an upset at the GOP convention. And by the way, if we, the people, were to do to the streets of Tampa what the Egyptians did to the streets of Cairo, it's going to send a message. We've had it with this idea that we're only allowed to vote for candidates approved by the Wall Street bankers, by Israel, by the Federal Reserve. The Egyptians had a lot of gonadal tissue, and it worked. They avoided getting saddled with Mubarak's former PM. Now, the military generals are still trying to keep all the control to themselves. They very much are a part of the U.S. Projection of power. But it's not as clear-cut as they'd hope. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Boy, that was a rather fast fade out there. Over the weekend, another story came out that Benjamin Netanyahu has decided to attack Iran before the November elections. I guess from his point of view, with saying, I'm going to attack Iran, I don't care what Congress tells me because I'm getting my briefings from Israel, is that Netanyahu figures it doesn't matter who wins in November. Whether it's Obama or Romney, he's going to get the war he wants to get anyway. And so he's going to move forward because he needs the war to get going. In fact, here's the really sick part of it. Everybody needs the world war to go global and be acknowledged as a world war before the collapse of the economy. Or the people of the world are going to point the finger of blame correctly at the private central bankers and the governments. If they can get this war going, if they can turn this Syria-Turkey kerfuffle into an attack on Iran and a war between the U.S. and Russia, then Israel's government is going to say, well, we're sorry for the hardship, but there's a war on. And the U.S. will say, we're sorry for the hardship, but there's a war on. Because that's what they did in big mistake number one and big mistake number two. We're going to go into that in a little bit more depth further in. So everybody's talking about war. War is a good thing. War will solve our problems, or at least it'll take everybody's mind off of everything. War lowers everybody's expectations, and that means we can loot even more from the public here. Interestingly enough, over at the Google search engine, and this may explain some of the results and rankings, the chief executive of Google has basically vowed in a recent meeting with Israeli prime ministers to render full service to the Mossad spy agency. So if you're worried about Google spying on all of you on behalf of the United States of America, you can relax. They're doing it for Israel. And that makes it all better. Oh, my goodness. This story just came in. I'm a little upset about it. Apparently over in Louisiana, in the private school system, they're starting to teach that the Loch Ness Monster is real. The Loch Ness Monster is real. And therefore, Darwin's theory of evolution is disproved because the Loch Ness Monster can't fit in there. And they're basically trying to use the Loch Ness Monster to teach that creationism is real. It's just absurd. They're heading us back into the new dark ages. Forget about science and technology. It's all about the imaginary playmate in the sky and everything. By the way, remember how, I think it was a year ago, 2 years ago, I got very upset over this priest who was baptizing a baby, forgot to put his hand over the baby's mouth and nose, and drowned the kid in front of the parents and everybody at the church. Just drowned the little baby. Well, there's been another disaster like that. Apparently, there was a circumcision went wrong. The baby was bleeding. The rabbi just said, put some Vaseline jelly on it and it'll be okay. And the baby bled to death. Really, I'm sorry. Too many little kids are being harmed in these fairy tale rituals. And I think it has to stop. It has to stop. These are innocents. By any definition of the word, these are innocents, newborns, being killed in all this nonsense. How much longer are we going to let it go on? All righty. Now, getting back to the situation with Iran and Syria and the rest of it, that ship that was carrying the Syrian helicopters is now on its way heading back to Syria. Apparently, they've gone through some paperwork changes or reflagging to basically make it legal for the ship to go there. Now, remember, the helicopters on board, contrary to the claims put out by Hillary Clinton, these are not modern Russian attack helicopters. These belong to Syria. They're, I believe, Mi-24 Heinz, you know, Afghanistan vintage helicopters that Syria bought and paid for, and they have a little contract with Russia. When the helicopters need refurbishment and repair, they go back to Russia. Russia vacuums them out, cleans the windshield, puts on a fresh coat of wax, armorals the tires and everything, and sends them back. And that's all this is. And the U.S. is trying to turn it into this big, huge crisis about Syria is importing killer helicopters to go after innocent people. The ones that survived the baptisms, I guess. And it isn't that at all. And so now the ship is on its way back to deliver the cargo. These are Syria's helicopters. We've got every right to have them back. Now, the U.S. is sending more ships, more minesweepers in to protect the Straits of Hormuz, because that's going to be the choke point. Interestingly enough, the United Arab Emirates has decided they've had enough of this stuff over the Straits of Hormuz. They have started building a new oil pipeline that will completely bypass the Straits of Hormuz, which is a very, very smart thing to do. Of course, we can presume in any kind of a major war that pipeline will be bombed because the oil will, by golly, be under the control of the Straits of Hormuz and the United States military forces. Speaking of Hillary Clinton talking about those helicopters, as you're probably aware, this Fast and Furious scandal is continuing to grow. Bill Maher apparently embarrassed himself on his show over the weekend, saying that he really doesn't understand what Fast and Furious is all about and probably isn't important anyway, which is kind of the same attitude we were seeing the corporate media do about the Iran-Contra scandal when Eugene Hassenfest went down. Everybody wants this story to go away. But there's an important point to be made here. We understand now this is, you know, the U.S. government was sending these guns down into Mexico. Drugs were coming back. That's what was going on. You remember back in 2009, when Mexico started complaining about all these guns that were coming in and winding up in the hands of the drug cartels that were trying to take over the government, or at least trying to prevent the government from shutting down the drug cartels, and Hillary Clinton said it was the fault of Americans who were buying guns in the United States of America and sending them into Mexico. She blamed you for all of this, and she was lying, and she knew it. It wasn't ordinary Americans doing it. It was the U.S. government itself. Guns down and drugs back. This is the new Iran-Contra. It's a huge, huge scandal. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming London Olympics, because there have been a spate of stories that are very, very troubling. And a couple of them that we put up on What Really Happened Today: ground troops, fighter jets, and perhaps missiles for London Olympics to maintain security. They're going to have, they're talking about all the security and how afraid they are that terrorists are going to do something. Okay? And there, coupled with that was another story: exclusive undercover reporter infiltrates security firm to expose London Olympics. And it's a big story going in there saying about how sloppy everything is, and they're spending a lot of money, and it's all the wrong places, and it's going to be very easy for terrorists to get in and do something. It's feeling like a public relations setup. And again, I'm reminded of the months leading up to 9/11, when I was still on good terms with the people over at Free Republic. And we were seeing this massive media public relations campaign about Osama bin Laden. He's a bad guy. He's planning this. He's doing all this evil stuff. And he hadn't actually done anything to justify that kind of media coverage. And I called the media on it, and I was writing over it. Free Republic has said, it feels like they're selling this guy to us. It's not news. It's announcements. They're selling this guy to us. Something is going to happen that this guy's going to get blamed for. And sure enough, on 9/11, before the buildings had even collapsed, the corporate media is saying, oh, it has to be Osama bin Laden. It has to be Osama bin Laden. We've got to go get Osama bin Laden. You know, who was a CIA asset going back to Afghanistan. His older brother was business partners with George W. Bush in Arbusto Energy. It's all in the family, so to speak. They just tap the younger brother and say, we're going to make you famous. You know, put on a turban, you know, lose that cable knit shirt and the Ferrari. We're going to send you over there, and you're going to be a figurehead. So we need to talk about what I call the nightmare scenario. And this is kind of a long, drawn-out story, but bear with me on this because I'm a little worried. I mean, you can see how desperate the governments of the world are to start a war, a major war. I mean, we're already in World War III, technically. War with 10 countries on two continents under U.S. military doctrine, that's a world war, but people don't see it as such yet. And again, go back and look at the history of World War II. Long before Pearl Harbor happened, you know, there was the war in the North Atlantic, there was China and the Flying Tigers, there were, you know, French Indochina, all these little skirmishes going on all over the place. Everybody was fighting with everybody, but it took Pearl Harbor for everybody to say, ah, yes, it's now a world war. Big mistake number two. Now we have to realize we have to start numbering them. So we can see that with this Turkey thing, with all of this Iran's non-existent weapons of mass destruction, they're trying to sell you a new world war because they can't think of anything better to do. We messed it up. We can't solve it. Let's just blow it all up, and nobody will notice that we were the real cause for the destruction of modern civilization. So here's my nightmare scenario. Let's start with a couple of obvious and unpleasant facts. The debt-based economy of the private banks has failed and is collapsing because of this little system where they issue all public currency as a loan at interest. And that means more debt is created than money with which to pay the debt, which makes the debt slavery permanent. Under the rules of private central banking, money can only enter circulation as the proceeds of another one of these loans at interest. So all these bailouts is simply more loans, plunging the subjugated populations deeper into debt. The private central bankers cannot change that rule without admitting to the public that the private central banking system had a fatal design flaw from the start. And governments that sold their populations into the slavery of private central banking cannot change the rules without admitting that they were stupid or corrupt or both for falling for the fraud in the first place. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with more of the nightmare scenario. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Give me half a brain, you know. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Really have a brain, you know.
Okay, and aloha. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the nightmare scenario. We're talking about the fact that the Western banking system is imploding. And it all goes back to that 11th marble. Every five-year-old child knows if you put 10 marbles into a can, you can only take 10 marbles out. There is no 11th marble. There never was. Private bankers think that they can put 10 marbles or $10 into the world economy and get $11 back. It doesn't work that way. And all these 11th marbles are piling up all over Europe, all over the United States of America. And nobody wants to admit the 11th marble isn't there. It's an article of faith that somewhere out there is that 11th marble. And the system is coming unglued while everybody waits for that 11th marble. So the crash is coming. It's unavoidable. It's happening before your eyes. Every dirty trick they can think of, gaming the markets, printing up more money, moving money from one country to the other, trying to balance the load, as it were, it's unavoidable. It's coming. The bankers and the governments know they cannot fix this problem. So they're desperate to find someone or something they can blame for the disaster. And war makes a great scapegoat for the greed of banking and the corruption of government, and it is a formula that has worked before. Economic crash? Solve it by creating a war to blame the hardships and starvation on. Crash, excuse me. Crash of 1907, solve it with World War One. Crash of 1929, solve it with World War Two. Crash of 2008, and the United States and Wall Street are well on their way to solving it with World War Three. That's the plan. That's what's going on here. And prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now, second point to keep in mind. There is not enough healthy and safe food to feed the present human population. Between mistakes with GMO crops, we'll be talking about that later in the show, diversion of food farms to ethanol production, the Gulf oil disaster, and now Fukushima, the already razor-thin surplus of food that was safe for human consumption has vanished, which is why you are being told that eating radioactive, oil-soaked, genetically damaged food is okay for you. Remember Ann Coulter was out there, oh, a little radiation is actually good for you. Reminds me of that funny little scene at the beginning of the movie Judge Dredd, where this robot is going around with advertising saying, eat recycled food. It's good for the environment and okay for you. Now, in the eyes of the bankers and governments, there is a surplus of human beings. It's easy to be glib and say there's a population problem because sex is more fun than dying. But you can look at the vast expanses of empty land across the globe and realize the issue isn't too many humans for planet Earth, but too many for the current infrastructure built to sustain them. You see, it's kind of a two-edged sword. Governments want you to be dependent on the infrastructure they built, because then they can harvest money from you. They don't want you going out and farming your own food and, you know, living out in the wilderness and basically taking care of yourself, because then you're of no use. So they build these giant human ranches called cities, and they lure you in, and they make you dependent on the food store and the electrical power and the water and everything in order to live inside the city. And then they harvest money and labor from you. But the problem is, if they're not continuing to improve that infrastructure, if they're not keeping pace with the population growth, if they just let it decay, eventually you reach a point where the cost of repairing that decayed infrastructure becomes more than the money junkies want to pay. And they start thinking, you know, might be a better solution to just get rid of the surplus human population, especially as factories become automated and laborers aren't needed. These are just useless eaters. We don't need them any longer. And at that point, governments and bankers think it's cheaper and easier to murder off a few billion people rather than have to spend the money to build decent communities to take care of them all. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. Europe, during the medieval period, neglected even the primitive infrastructure they had of the time. As the public baths built by Rome began to crumble, the church, instead of working to sustain hygiene and public health, simply taught the masses that bathing was a sin. And so the public stopped arguing for, you know, the baths to be repaired, and disease took hold of the country. And then finally the Black Plague decimated the population, and all of a sudden there was ample food, room, and buildings for the survivors. And the political structure was off the hook without having to spend a farthing of their own money to do it. And that is the lesson the money junkies take from history, that there are advantages to killing off masses of people rather than having to take care of them, even though that is what we the people think government is supposed to be doing. All that is needed is a mechanism of mass death that hides the real agenda. A war, a plague, or both. And we got both in World War One, a war notable for the trench warfare system. Now, this was a system of soldiers in trenches urged repeatedly to run toward the other guy's trench right into the fire of cross machine guns and the clouds of poison gas. As warfare, it almost seemed intentionally designed to kill the maximum number of humans while damaging the least amount of real estate, which is, of course, the truly valuable thing out there. Then Germany collapsed. It almost seemed that somebody somewhere did a calculation and decided not enough humans had been killed, because all of a sudden there was the Spanish flu. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Working two jobs ends never seen to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the history of World War I, World War II, and probable way they're going to try and sell World War III to you. So World War I, trench warfare system, just seemed designed to just slaughter millions of people and not tear up a lot of real estate in the process, that whole trench warfare thing. And by the way, if you look at that part of Europe through Google Earth, the scars of the trenches are still there. You know, they filled them in, but they still, with a low light angle, you can still see the outlines of where that all took place. My grandfather on my mother's side, the one who was drinking buddies with Richard Nixon, lost a lung to the mustard gas during that war. So anyway, at the end of World War One, it's like all of a sudden somebody said, you know, we really didn't get rid of enough people on this whole thing. And then all of a sudden they were having these supposed vaccine experimental tests at a U.S. military base called Camp Funston, Kansas. And all of a sudden, this very lethal illness erupted out of it. And it was promptly called the Spanish flu so that people didn't start asking about Camp Funston. And it raced around the world, killing an estimated 30 to 40 million people. More than actually died in the World War, more than had died in the Black Plague. So we, here's the model. Got too much debt, got too many useless eaters who see the true nature of the banking system and the corruption of the government, want to head off a revolution and skip that whole guillotine inconvenient thing, start a war or a plague or both. But how to do it? Because after a decade of wars, selling a new and bigger war, that's a hard sell right now to the American people. Knock down another building and blame Muslims for it, that's passé. Been there, done that. Don't want the t-shirt. And knocking over the World Trade Towers or blowing up the Golden Gate Bridge lacks immediacy and presence. People don't feel a personal threat. If you live more than 50 miles away from New York, it was an event that happened somewhere else to some other people. It's a tragedy, but it's somebody else's tragedy. But a biological threat that hits everywhere, that might be in the very air you're breathing right now, the prostitutes of the corporate media could fan that immediate sense of dread into blind panic and lust for vengeance. So, this might be a possible scenario planned by the money junkies. And it ties in with all of these media stories we're seeing in the corporate media about how scientists took the bird flu, which bears a lot of resemblances to the Spanish flu. Their genomes are almost identical. And through a series of just 12 steps, converted it into a form easily transmissible by air. This thing will wipe all the people off the planet Earth. Now, this makes this new bug, and we're going to call it Captain Trips because that was the name of the super flu that was in Stephen King's book, The Stand. So we're going to call it Captain Trips. And I understand Jerry Garcia had that name as well, but we're going to reuse it for this situation. Now, the press gave a great deal of coverage to the possibility that the scientists who created Captain Trips are going to publish their step-by-step directions, and they ultimately did, thereby handing to Al-Qaeda, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, the recipe to wipe a significant part of mankind off the face of planet Earth. Osama bin virus. Now, the press left a couple of things out, such as who was paying these scientists to create this horror, and why the government did not exercise its legal authority to classify any articles deemed dangerous to the national security. And more importantly, why the corporate media was basically broadcasting and advertising the availability of this recipe for Captain Trips for everybody to see. Because on the assumption that there are some real terrorists out there and not just these phonies like Adam Perlman running around, I don't think they spend their off hours thumbing through the peer-reviewed scientific literature. Now, the governments classify all kinds of documents. Here in the United States of America, college term papers that touch on military subjects can be and are routinely classified. And then their authors offered really huge, well-paying jobs with the defense contractors. Yet this supposedly highly dangerous recipe for converting Spanish bird flu into Captain Trips was published, which means the United States government wanted it published. And more to the point, they wanted the fact of its publication reported in the media, which means this is a propaganda operation. Now, back in 1974, there was a document, National Security Study Memorandum 200, Implications of Worldwide Population Growth for U.S. Security and Overseas Interests. This was authored by Henry Kissinger. And during the Nixon administration, it actually became U.S. national policy briefly. It was discontinued under Ford, we are told. But it basically made covert population control measures in the third world official U.S. foreign policy. Now, in the 1990s, scientists, and again, we don't know who was paying them, exhumed the body of a victim of the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, preserved in the Alaskan permafrost, and successfully recovered the DNA of the Spanish flu virus. Now, the official reason given for this expedition was to be prepared in case the Spanish flu came back. There are some problems with that story. You and I and everybody listening to this show, we are the descendants of the people who survived the 1918 outbreak. And in theory, we have inherited their immunity. Over time, we do become immune to major diseases, which is why measles today is an inconvenience, but not the pandemic and slate wiper it once was when it first appeared. So an unaltered Spanish flu virus isn't a real threat today. Okay. Now, there's another aspect, and that has to do with viruses in the wild. As they mutate over time, as they evolve to less benign forms. I mean, if you think about it from an evolutionary point of view, a virus or a bacteria that immediately kills the host and melts them down into such a disgusting blob nobody will even come near them, that's not a successful life form because it's destroying its own ability to reproduce and procreate and spread. And so over time, all illness-causing bacteria and viruses will evolve to produce less symptoms until finally you will have them in your body. You won't even know that they're there as they go on spreading themselves all over the planet. That is an evolutionary successful bug. So if there was real Spanish flu still floating around the planet someplace, by now it has evolved to a much less harmful form. That's the way it works in nature. So that's why this story that they recovered the 1918 flu pandemic DNA doesn't make any sense, that they're just trying to get ready in case it comes back. Then remember we had that whole series of all those microbiologists who were dying under mysterious circumstances? They were dropping like flies here. Back in 2004, we started seeing propaganda that bird flu was going to be the next pandemic. Was in National Geographic. It's going to be worse than the 1918 flu virus. CDC was talking about recombinant viruses in 2005. And in 2005, it was admitted that CDC scientists were intentionally recreating the 1918 Spanish flu virus. They had the DNA. They were putting the protein coats back on. They were rebuilding this thing. Now, gene studies have shown that the bird flu is very similar to the 1918 Spanish flu. It's almost identical. And all of a sudden, it shows up just when CDC is playing with the 1918 flu. But the predicted pandemic, remember a couple of years ago, it's going to be horrible, you got to get vaccinations. It didn't happen because bird flu, at least as it presented itself in 2009, isn't that contagious. It had to be blended with a more infectious form of flu like swine flu. And in 2006, it was reported that CDC scientists were intentionally creating splices of bird flu and swine flu and human flu in the labs, which is why we were calling it the when pigs fly flu. So at this stage, it's clear this ultimate biological weapon has been created, but too many people know about it. We've been reporting about it, what really happened for quite some time. So they need a fall guy. They need a fall guy to blame this on. And this is where we go back to Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, because the U.S. government can't come up with its own original plot line, so they're out there stealing it from books and everything, but which, by the way, was the plot line of 3 Days of the Condor. If you've ever seen the movie or read the book that it's based on, it's that CIA just hired readers to go through science fiction and spy novels looking for plots and plans that they could actually use. So anyway, going from Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, the plot line of that is there's a bunch of money junkies who've decided that Earth would be a much nicer place for them to live if they could get rid of the 99%. And the plot in the book is they have taken an altered version of the Ebola virus in the case of the book. They have a vaccine for themselves and then a phony vaccine they're going to sell to the rest of the world that won't actually work. And they wait for the Olympics and they spray everybody through the cooling system on the closing ceremony so that everybody's flying home during the incubation period and they don't feel anything. And they go to their homes and all of a sudden this pandemic explodes in all the major cities of the world all at the same time. And the technology to actually do that does exist. And that's why all of this talk about how easy it is to penetrate security at the London Olympics. And in fact, just yesterday I saw another story where somebody was saying that it takes only 3 steps to go from bird flu to the slate wiper and everything. There are so many reasons for the money junkies to want to kill off the surplus human population to get away from revolution and the rest of it. And I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong about this. And maybe by talking about this publicly will deter the people who are thinking about such things from trying to carry it out. And they'll say, they're going to suspect we did it. They won't fall for the Arabs did it and the Muslims did it hoax again. And maybe they'll call it off. And that's the reason to make these discussions public, is to give a moment of pause to manufacture a sense of doubt. Because if we can make them doubt, they won't move forward with it. But there does seem to have been a lot of taxpayer-funded research into creating this super deadly flu. And we are seeing this propaganda campaign about biological weapons and, oh, the terrorists can get the formula to manufacture this flu, and all these stories about how weak the security at the London Olympics are really going to be. So like I said, I hope I'm wrong. And I probably am, but it's something that we should keep in the back of our head because, again, look at this whole Syria-Turkey thing and how hard the money junkies are trying to start or escalate the current world war. Just working on it as hard as they can. Now, little update on that story, as a matter of fact, where Turkey has accused Syria of shooting at a second military aircraft, but they've backed off saying it was shot down. The European Union has now said they will not support any action by Turkey against Syria. They don't want to have any part of it. Okay, somebody says that our Justin TV stream just stopped. Okay, well, I'm going to be switching to Ustream because Justin TV, between the warning they're putting on my show about how unsuitable I am for anybody with a high IQ to be looking at, I think it's time we go back to Ustream on that situation. So I can't fix it. It's Justin TV's problem. Now, Putin, as you're probably aware, went down to Israel for a visit with Netanyahu regarding the situation in Iran, and to judge by the photos of what happened, or the photos taken after their meeting, it's obvious that Netanyahu did not get what he wanted, which was Russia to say, yeah, we'll stand back while you go and do what you're going to do. And it's kind of interesting. Netanyahu issued a statement that Russia and Israel are on the same page over the Iran threat, but again, it's one of those very non-specific platitudes where Netanyahu is trying to imply that Russia is going to back off, but not actually saying it. The body language and the facial language, I think, says everything there. So, again, Israel would not mind if the United States and Russia goes to war with each other and destroys each other with nuclear weapons, because then Israel, with its nuclear weapons, would be in a much better situation. And the world would be depopulated. Now, interestingly enough, wealthy Americans are starting to leave the United States of America in rather large numbers. And I've been talking about this for a while. We've been having a brain drain. We've been having a brain drain where people with really good technical skills are being siphoned out of the country with offers of gainful employment and lower taxes in other countries where they can have a better standard of living and not all this government intrusion on the lives. And I know a lot of people who have already left this country, and they're not planning on ever coming back. And now the wealthy Americans are leaving. They're looking at that plan to impose a 30% exit tax, and they're figuring now's the time to get out. But apparently record numbers of Americans are renouncing their citizenship. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because exactly the same thing was going on in Germany just before big mistake number two. That's why the United States got Einstein. He got out of Germany and went to the U.S. and said, I know things that you probably want to know. And they said, yes, you do. All righty. Apparently, the TSA did it again over at the JFK airport. The metal detectors were apparently unplugged for a period of time at one of the security gates. And the TSA guard was waving people through. And because he didn't hear a beep, he didn't think to look up and see if the light was coming on. And they went as far as calling two planes back from the runway to force everybody to go through screening again. They really are incompetent over there. Now, a little more serious story. As you probably know, a typhoon just went through Japan. Another one is on its way. And it went very, very close. The center of the storm went very close to the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. And what's very interesting is the live webcam showed the roof of building number 4 sagging on June 21st. And then 2 days later, it appeared to have collapsed completely. TEPCO isn't saying anything about it. In fact, TEPCO's official statement is that the plant sustained absolutely no damage from the typhoon. But again, we've had so many misrepresentations. I mean, TEPCO's already apologizing for not issuing warnings about the radioactive plume that was downwind. We don't know what's going on, and we do know that we cannot trust the official view of anything coming out of Japan and Fukushima. Apparently, Australian TV is reporting the steel support frames under Reactor 4 are damaged. And the reinforcement of the fuel pool appears to be very jury-rigged and slipshod. We were talking, I think, on Friday about how they're just sealing leaks in the cooling system with duct tape. And apparently there is still a vast amount of radioactive heavy water inside what used to be called the dry well. And they don't know what they're going to do with that. All righty. Apparently, we're going to have to deal with Justin TV, and the feed is down, and we'll be back after these commercials.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. And with regard to the Justin TV feed, it's back on partly. I'm still getting email from people saying it's simply not working. I got an email from Sweden saying that now my channel has a sign on it saying that in order to watch the What Really Happened TV show, they have to pay $9.99 per month. Now, I'm a little upset at that because I actually pay Sweden TV to carry my program. And it is not cheap. And it was supposed to be advertising free. And all of a sudden, they're putting advertising back on the channel. And now they're attempting to get the viewers to pay to see me. And so I'm going to be working on getting back over on Ustream as quickly as I can. And yes, Ustream will have commercials, but at least they've got better quality and better handling of stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of a mess there. I don't know. I've been unhappy with Justin for a while. For one thing, there's no mass delete. I mean, I got tons and tons of old videos that I know are taking up space on their hard drive. And there's no way to delete them unless you want to go in and delete them one at a time, which takes like four clicks per file deletion, which is it's completely brain-dead interface. All righty. Iran has apparently issued another warning towards Israel and the West not to bomb their power station. And again, you know, it's an old heartbreaking reality that it takes everybody working together to live in peace and only one idiot with a bomb to bring about war. And for those who think war is a really good thing because other people pay for it and other people bleed for it, and it puts money back into debt to the banks, so of course we're going to do that one again. All righty, a couple of health and other such issues here. Article that we put up there called Health Considerations Regarding Horizontal Transfer of Microbial Transgenes Present in Genetically Modified Crops. And it is a mouthful. And the abstract definitely goes on, and they're using all this scientific language. But when you distill it all down, what they're warning people about is they have discovered that modified genes in the food you are eating and transfer into digestive bacteria that you have in your stomach and intestines that help you digest your food. You don't do it all on your own. There's all kinds of bacteria down there that you have a symbiotic relationship with, and they help process your food down into something that your body can absorb and use. And what this article is saying is that if you are eating genetically modified food, some of those genes can jump on over, including genes that are going to do things that maybe aren't the best thing for you to have. And that is a very, very alarming story. Now, there's another one that came out over the weekend about some grass down in Texas. Now, the official report said that this is a genetically modified grass. The purveyor of it has since come back and saying, well, it's not really genetically modified. It's hybridized, but it's not genetically modified. It's kind of a gray area because hybridization is sort of a low-tech way of modifying genes, of splicing things together through the natural reproductive process that might not normally get together. But the point of this is apparently they've been using this grass for something like 15 years, and all of a sudden the cow started dying. And what they found out, well, station identification. We'll be right back.